ABC Radio Australia.
Another piece of history will be made on the already historic Kokoda Track in Papua New Guinea later this morning. Australia's Prime Minister Anthony Albanese will become the first sitting PM to walk part of the grueling 96-kilometre mountain track, and he'll be accompanied by his PNG counterpart, James Marape. It was the site of fierce fighting during World War II when Australian soldiers, aided by local villagers, repelled the Japanese advance on Port Moresby and established a close bond between the two countries. Mr. Albanese arrived in Port Moresby last night for a state dinner and will fly to Kokoda Village later this morning. Going along for the ride is ABC News political reporter Melissa Clark, who joins us on the line now. Melissa, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
Not a problem. This has got to be one of the more unusual assignments you've been on as a political reporter. What sort of preparations have you had to undertake?
It's certainly not the usual task for someone who reports in Canberra, but I'm very excited about it. It's a great chance to get to see the famous Kokoda Track up close. Look, for me, I'm a big bushwalker. I love going out into the wilderness, so I do that fairly regularly, but I'm afraid the cold and frosty mornings in Canberra at the moment haven't been very good preparation for the heat and humidity of the tropical jungle. So that will be the big test for me and probably for the Prime Minister Anthony Albanese too.
No, I grew up in Canberra. I can certainly relate to those freezing mornings. and look, talking about PNG, I dare say much of your experience today will be dictated on the weather. I need to ask, have you checked the forecast?
I was told not to, lest I get too much anxiety, but looking out the window, which of course is a great forecast for at least being able to get out of Port Moresby and up to Kokoda Village, where the walk of the two Prime Ministers is starting today, the sky is looking pretty clear, and the locals are telling me that the weather for the last few days has been very good, very stable, so I think this is the best chance we could possibly have of weather not interrupting the set plans we've got at the moment.
Excellent. I'd certainly prefer heat over rain, I dare say. So now talking about the track, which part of the track will you and Mr. Albanese be walking? Is it a particularly steep part?
Yeah, so the part will be from Kokoda Village to a place called Isarava Village, which anyone who's had a connection with Kokoda or familiar with the Kokoda battle will be aware of. It's a section that has some flat walking but some very steep walking, particularly getting into Isarava. This was a very difficult area to access and the site of a very deep battle between Australian and Papuan infantry against Japanese soldiers in a key part of that six-month-long battle of the Kokoda Track. So the track itself will be muddy and steep, especially on the second day that both Prime Ministers are walking.
Yeah, so how long is this trek going to take yourself as well as Mr. Albanese and Mr. Marape?
Yeah, it's two and a little bit days, so two main days of walking. They're not particularly long distances, but given that steepness, given how muddy it can be, and also given the reception we can expect both Prime Ministers to get as they pass through villages along the way, I'm sure we'll have plenty of sing-sings welcoming both high-profile leaders. It's been a very big welcome, and James Marape himself was very at pains to say it was a responsibility for his country to show a big welcome all the way along for Anthony Albanese. So I think it will be somewhat slow progress in that regard, but it should be a couple of hours walking in both the morning and the afternoon for the two leaders. And then on Anzac Day itself, on Thursday, both leaders will be at the dawn service at the Isarava Memorial Service, and that'll conclude what will have been a pretty big 2.5 days.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about some of those stops you'll be making along the way. I imagine Mr. Albanese will be stopping to meet villagers and things like that. Do you have a bit of an itinerary of what you've got planned?
We do have an itinerary, and there's going to be a big welcome at Kokoda Village in particular, where there's a slightly bigger population and a bit of organising before a ceremonial send-off as they commence the track. So that will be a big part. But the rest, I think the plan for the Prime Minister and certainly for those of us trekking along with him is to go with the flow. There's lots of other people walking on the track as well, as we are around that Anzac Day commemoration. So there's lots of trekkers who will be on the trail. We'll also have all of the villagers along the way, and I'm sure everyone's going to want to take a chance to speak to a prime minister as part of that experience if they do. So a lot of planning's gone into it, but there's going to need to be a lot of flexibility, I think.
Yeah, it'll be like a travelling rock band, I'm sure. You're listening to ABC Pacific Beat. I'm Kyle Evans, and I'm chatting with news political reporter Melissa Clark, who will be joining Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese and James Marape for a march up the Kokoda track later on this morning. Now, Melissa, what's the feeling among other members of the press gallery pack? Do they feel up to the task?
Look, there's been plenty of discussion and research going on in the days and weeks leading up to this as everyone sort of assesses their fitness to see how they'll go. I think it's a varying range of abilities, but everyone's pretty excited to give it a go, but I think there'll be a few sore bodies come a couple of days' time. But look, everyone's been excited to take part and also excited to come to the National Parliament here in Port Moresby last night for the state reception for Anthony Albanese. That was another marker hearing both Anthony Albanese and James Marape talk about their approach to this walk and why it's important to them and how they see it as being important for both countries. So as well as the physical preparation, I guess there's also been some, you know, deep thinking about what this trek will mean, being such a historic occasion.
Yeah. Do we know if Mr. Marape will be joining Mr. Albanese for the whole 2-day period of the trek?
Well, at this dinner last night, Mr. Marape said that it was his responsibility as a Melanesian and as a leader, that it was his cultural responsibility to make sure that he was a good host and a good security guard for Anthony Albanese from the moment he started to the moment he finished. And he committed to walking every step along the 2 days with Anthony Albanese. So quite a commitment from James Marape to walk side by side for the entire time of the 2 and a bit days of trekking. But look, it was certainly a very big offer of hospitality from James Marape. He made it clear that this is a time when he wanted to be able to look at the history of the Kokoda track, look at what had happened in 1942, look at the impact that it had had on Australian and Papuan infantry, and say that looking ahead, this is something we don't ever want to happen again, that he sees the South Pacific as being a place of peace and to never be a place of war again. And he sees drawing on that past help send a message about the future. So, look, he's prepared to do the physical work, and he's given some good intellectual thought to a reason for doing so as well.
2 days, it's certainly a lot of time together. And what has Mr. Albanese said about his reasons for him wanting to visit the Kokoda track?
Yes, he said it was something that he had raised as an idea and that Mr. Marape had gladly welcomed to do. He's made a point of trying to regularly visit Papua New Guinea, so it's an effort to show clear friendship, and I think it's an effort to show that it is beyond the sort of usual diplomatic moves where we see, you know, maybe leaders meet occasionally in very formal settings. They'll shake hands, they'll sign security agreements, as we've had between Canberra and Port Moresby. But this was an effort by Anthony Albanese to try and show a physical display of the unity between the two countries by taking this commemorative walk. So for Anthony Albanese, that symbolism is a really important part of why he's decided to undertake such a grueling physical test.
And just lastly, what about yourself? Is this pilgrimage going to be special to you in any way? Do you have any ancestors who might have served or anything like that?
Certainly, in terms of my ancestors, World War II played a very big role around Southeast Asia. For my partner, he has ancestors who particularly involved in the Milne Bay campaign, so not directly on Kokoda, but very much a part of what was happening in this part of the world at the time. So to be able to get a sense of the conditions and what that was like, obviously in a peacetime setting with all the modern benefits of communication and safety, but to be able to have a better understanding and a better understanding of Australia's own history and connection with Papua New Guinea will be a really important thing for me. That's something I'm thrilled to get the chance to learn more about.
Yeah, it's going to be such a fantastic experience, and we thank you for coming on our program and sharing that with us.
Thank you very much.
Not a problem. That was ABC News political reporter Melissa Clark joining us there. Meanwhile, staying on the Kokoda track, the people of Oro Province at the northern end of the track say they're ready to play host to the leaders of Australia and Papua New Guinea. Governor Gary Juva says the historic visit, which will see Prime Minister James Marape walk alongside his Australian counterpart to mark Anzac Day, is an honour for the people of Kokoda and PNG. He says it's an opportunity to come together and discuss issues and challenges between the two countries.
We as a province, as a people, deem it to be very important. We have two prime ministers visiting the province, and in particular the iconic Kokoda Trail. And so we feel that it is an honour to welcome both prime ministers, our own prime minister, Honourable James Marape, and the Australian prime minister, the Honourable Anthony Albanese. So we see it as an opportunity also to express to them the need for our two leaders to understand the plight of the people of Kokoda and the province indeed, in maintaining this iconic trail, in ensuring that the location that has such vast and deep history is given the respect and resources it needs so that it can continue to remain the somber place of reflection for all those who served, and especially those who lost their lives during World War II. So it's an opportunity for us to present our thoughts to them and express to them our concerns that for far too long we feel that the trail and indeed the station has, you know, not received the attention it deserves in terms of resources. We understand that both governments, especially the Australian government, have been putting funds into this, but we would like a lot more attention so that we can do a great job of maintaining the station, maintaining the trail, and continuing to respect those who served in World War II from both sides, and from England, from all other nations who participated in the theatre of war, where there were actually no winners. There are always losers in war.
Are you willing and able to at least give one concern that you would want to also pass on during this visit?
There are a number of concerns. One, for instance, is the Kokoda Highway, which is an iconic national highway. And a number of prime ministers have pledged to assist the Oro province in sealing this highway. A number of Papua New Guinean prime ministers, that is. And so far, that has not eventuated. We would like to see that iconic highway sealed so that the people of Kokoda and Oro province, who significantly contributed in the World War II effort, can utilize this highway to, you know, for their economic benefits, for the purposes of accessing government services, and be able to participate in the economic development of their province and their country in a meaningful way. Another issue of concern is global boiling. Global boiling, or what used to be formally referred to as global warming, is a reality which we are facing, especially the Pacific Islands. We in Papua New Guinea have been facing this for some time now, whereby we are facing the consequences of the activities of developed nations, where you see rising temperatures and global temperatures. You see strange climatic activities, natural disasters and natural disaster-like situations, floods, the loss of land near the seashores, and other consequences of global boiling, which are causing us grave concern and alarm. We want to express our views and thoughts to our Prime Minister and the Prime Minister of Australia to be our spokesperson out there, to speak on behalf of not just our province, but Papua New Guinea and indeed the Pacific, express our concerns that the developed nations pay too much lip service but done very little in terms of addressing global boiling. We are on the front line. We have front row seats to this nightmare that is unfolding before our eyes, and we are experiencing it firsthand. Kokoda is no exception.
There now are preparations on ground.
Well, we've done what we can. You know, Oro people, we are resilient people. We do what we can with what we have, and we've prepared to receive him. The different ethnic groups, dancing groups, primarily our children, they're all excited. They will be there to witness history. The children are our future, so we have given them prominence in welcoming our guests. So they will be all out there to greet our prime ministers, to walk with them for a portion, and to farewell them and thank them for coming and gracing our shores. Preparations are well underway. The different tribal groups, the villages, the communities, community leaders, everyone is excited, and we're all willing to do our best to give Prime Minister Albanese and Prime Minister Marape the best possible welcome that we can give with such short notice.